The future All Blacks coach Scott Robertson is promising to bring original ideas and a new culture to the All Blacks when he takes charge in 2024. Yesterday, the 48-year-old former All Black and current Crusaders coach was announced to take over the role after the Rugby World Cup, with Ian Foster and his coaching team remaining in charge through to the tournament in France. Scott Robertson sealed the job yesterday after meeting with the board and says he'll bring natural innovation.
How I leave my mark on the group is... what I presented on today, I can go through the presentation again if you want, but I think the way I look and view the game, we're different. The way of create the culture is going to be different, and you know, the game might be totally a little bit different, so there's going to be a natural innovation with just the different ways we look at the game.
Former All Black Geoff Wilson hosts The Breakdown on Sky Sport and was once a teammate of Scott Robertson. He joins us now. Good morning.
Morning, how are we going?
Very well, thank you. So, Scott Robertson, 48 years old, Generation X, is this a changing of the guard in some senses, a big change for the All Blacks?
It's interesting you say that, because I'm 49 and I still regard myself as old school, so 1 year can make a huge amount of difference, clearly. I think that there's no doubt it's a changing of the guard in regards to the fact this is the next generation of coach. This is the next generation of player who's gone into coaching. He understands the All Blacks from when he played. Clearly things are different now, though, and that's what he's talked about. And, you know, he's had great success and he deserves and has earned the right to coach the All Blacks. And now, as he knows, just like when he was a player, once you get in and involved around the All Blacks, the real work starts and you've got to prove you need to be there, deserve to be there.
I mean, not taking anything away from Ian Foster, from Steve Hansen and Graham Henry and that, as you say, that old guard with incredible record and incredible results. But it does feel like Scott Robertson has a different approach, a different interaction with players. Is that fair?
Oh, I think we have to be very, very careful that what we don't do is we don't close the gap between the domestic and Super Rugby level and the international game. The international game is significantly different. Scott Robertson's going to still be learning as he goes into this job because he hasn't been there before. But that's not to say he can't prepare himself for it, but he doesn't know what it's going to be like. So I think we have to be very, very careful. Look, the last sort of 15 years has been incredibly successful. It's been challenging the last three, no doubt about it. Since 2019, the last Rugby World Cup, you know, the All Blacks have been searching for, I suppose, that ability to stay on top. And, you know, 11 and 15 created a great atmosphere in and around the All Blacks and a strong culture and a real connection to the New Zealand public. And it's just going through a transition phase. But the important thing to remember is we've got to navigate our way through a World Cup year this year. And we are still a real contender in 2020-23. And if anyone doesn't believe that, doesn't quite understand maybe exactly, you know, how close the international landscape is right now.
Are you happy with this two coaches scenario that we're in now?
Look, I think they had their reasons for doing it, New Zealand rugby. I understood both angles, whether you go early or you go late. It is now what New Zealand rugby does over the next 6 months to show its full support to Ian Foster and this team of players, that a number of these guys are coming to the ends of remarkable careers in the All Black jersey, and they do deserve all the support and respect. And I think that's really, really important. And Scott Robertson was up front very quickly yesterday in the press conference about his now job is to support Ian Foster and when his job with the Crusaders. And I don't see any issues with that if everyone is 100% completely committed to it. But that's the first port of call, because once again, I believe that this All Black side has the talent and the ability to go to France and win.
The problem is, I suppose, if we start dropping games and pressure starts coming on and you've got the new coach sitting there on the wings.
Yeah, but that's not going to change. Ian Foster's the coach through to this Rugby World Cup. There's five test matches before it. This All Black team is incredibly committed to it. There's no doubt there'll be noise. Look, I just think there's going to be noise in the next 4 to 5 weeks as more information comes out around who the assistant coaches are going to be for Scott Robertson next year. Remembering that there's going to be a number of super teams that are probably going to be affected. Clearly the Crusaders are going to be affected, possibly the Blues, possibly the Hurricanes. There's going to be a lot of movement over the next little wee while. And that's not even including the transition and changes that are going to be probably likely in the All Black management. All of this stuff needs to be handled very, very carefully by New Zealand Rugby.
Well, you mentioned that. There has been plenty of criticism about New Zealand Rugby and its handling of this whole process. What is your sense? Did it have any other option but to, for it to be messy like this? Was this just the way of the world, or could they have done it better?
Look, I think everyone would have liked things to probably have been a little bit clearer for a lot longer. And look, there was no doubt last year was really, really difficult and challenging. And New Zealand Rugby and Mark Robinson had a difficult proposition of trying to navigate the All Blacks through a run of form and history-making results would put everybody under pressure. I think everyone would admit maybe they made mistakes along the way, but what they've done here is they've tried to secure their future. They've thought to themselves, how do we best move forward as an organisation? And the landscape is changing for New Zealand Rugby. There is different investment in the game. There's different responsibilities they feel they have. And look, in the end, they feel as if this is in the best interests for them going forward. This is, you know, they'll be judged on every decision they make. It's a difficult place to be, and there's no doubt there's pressure on.
Jeff Wilson, really appreciate your time. Former All Black Jeff Wilson.